In Hakdama Dalet, which is about Parsha Zachar. Now, last week we spoke about Parsha Shkalim, and we were describing how we don't have the papers today, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I even know the one from beforehand.
I think they have both.
Yeah, a couple of them. Yeah, those over us here. Okay, perfect. Yeah,
the
next
one.
The
first ones or the second ones?
The if you have the second ones. So looking at these at the chart. So we said last week we discussed Shkalim, which was hay, the bottom, that big hay in the box. So that we were fixing the hay. And the idea of the Dalet Parshios is to fix all the letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei going backwards. Hey, Vav, hey, Yud. So Shkalim was hay, and now we're going to fix the Vav. That's what Parsha Zachar is. So he writes, B'Shabbos Hashnia, Shal Dalet Parshios, the second of the four Parshios, Meir Os Vav, Shal Shem, Havaya Baruch Hu, Haromez l'sfiras tferes. So now we're working on the letter Vav, which is the center. The center, the six spheros in the center, which consists of Chesed, and Gvura, and Tferes, and Netzach, and Hod, and Yisod. Those are six. It's called the Os Vav because there are six of them. The Vav, of course, Gematria of six. And it's referred to, even though there are six of them, Tferes is really the nucleus of those six. So we're working on the overall spheros of Tferes, which is Vav. So he explains, Hinei achar shekarinu b'shabes ha'avar parsha shkalim. After we read parsha shkalim, shu chelek ha'maisa, which was fixing the action person has, v'tikun b'chinas nefesh adam, and the fixing a person's actions of maisa, ha'idei ha'aras osei tata. So that was all last week. We fixed the bottom head. Tzrichen ata l'taken chelek ha'dibor shu b'chinas ruach. So now we're fixing the speech. It's all about speech right now, which of course is very appropriate for this week's parsha, where we get redeemed from Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, the Zohar tells us that the Dibor was in Gullus. The speech was in Gullus, and that was redeemed. So we're trying to fix the Dibor, which is Ruach. Ayidei Ha'aros, so this is a very interesting thing he writes. Ayidei Ha'aros Os Vav Shebashem. So the letter Vav in Yud Kei Vav Kei represents the Ruach, the ability to speak. How? Those who are doing Daf Yomi will really appreciate this. Ki ahevel vakol, where does the sound come from? Shel Adam nimshach mehareya, which comes from the lungs. That's where the breathing comes from, and the voice. Person who sing, a good singer doesn't use his throat to sing; he really uses his lungs. It comes from the lungs. He gives it strength. And aydei akana, which is the windpipe, it goes to the windpipe, which is dugmas osvav. It's the shape of a vav. So the kana is osvav. So that's why vav represents dibor, because dibor passes through the vav. Which also makes it, he also says here, I don't know what this really means here. The gam yesh ba'akana shis azakin, there's six something. It must be physically, biologically, six pieces to the kana, I don't know what that means. Which aromes al ozvav shal shem havaya. Okay, so ozvav is again tferes. That's the kana, that's where the dibor comes from. And windpipe. Reya, I know you're good with languages, so reya is lungs. And vav is the kana, that's the windpipe. So this actually works out very nicely because Yaakov Avinu is also connected to the Kana. Tiferes is Yaakov Avinu. If you look in the chart, Chesed is Avram, Gvura is Yitzchak, and Tiferes is Yaakov. Yaakov Tiferes means glory. It's a balance between Chesed and Gvura. He was a balance between the equilibrium between Avram and Yitzchak. So Yaakov is Vav, which is Tiferes. So the Sfas Emes says that Yaakov is connected to the Kana. And Esav is connected to Veshet. Veshet is the esophagus, where the food goes down. Because Esav is about eating, Gashmius, and Yaakov is about Hakol Kol Yaakov, Akana, well, he spoke about this in Daf Yomi the other day. So it works out well that Yaakov and Teferis and Ozvav, all of that is the Dibor. Okay. Then he writes, Vinei, or page Memhei now, Vinei, the second paragraph, or third paragraph rather, Kishahayu b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim haya das shelahem b'galus. So their das, their Klal Yisrael's awareness was in galus. Shelo yodu es Hashem, they didn't know Hashem, they didn't recognize Hashem. V'chol tachlis ha'eser makos, the kriyas yamzuf, ha'isa sheyodu v'yaminu shu levado, asa v'osa v'yase l'chol ha'masim. Klal Yisrael was clueless when they were mitzrayim. The whole idea of the eser makos was to make them aware. I'm not sure of those who read my Dvar Torah last week, but the idea is Moshe and Paro, they have the Paro's 10 more, the Gematria is 10 more, it's 355, Moshe is 345, it's off by 10. And the Chida writes, 10 represents Chachma, wisdom. We're trying to bring the 10 from Paro, extra 10, to Esamakos and extract it to bring over to Moshe's side. We're trying to bring the Das, the Chachma, over to Moshe. That's the concept of the Esamakos. So we were unaware until finally we came to the Kriyas Yamzuf with Aminu Bashem and Moshe Avdo. The Yaminu, we finally recognized, we believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kimavor B'Kradak Pasuk says, V'yadatem ki ani Hashem, that you finally recognize I'm Hashem. That's the point of Mitzrayim, to recognize Hashem, because they didn't have that awareness. U'kasher yotzu Mitzrayim, when they left, yotza gam hadas haklali me'agolos. That awareness of Hashem left with them. Ad shekol yisol yodu as Hashem, k'moshe kosev, like it says, V'yaminu ba'Hashem v'moshe avdo. When did they recognize Hashem? They didn't recognize Hashem during the Esther Makos, even though it was very clear that there was a God. It wasn't until they left Mitzrayim with that Das, and that gave them the Emunah V'yaminu Ba'Hashem of Moshe Avdo. Now on the side here, the Menachas Tzion explains from Ger, explains very interestingly. We know the famous line that the Malachim say, how come you're splitting the Yamzah for Am Yisrael? Halu of the Avodah Zarah, halu of the Avodah Zarah. So Menachas Tzion writes, he said, no, not that they were, Klal Yisrael wasn't worshipping Avodah Zarah, they just weren't recognizing Hashem. When you don't recognize Hashem, it's ke'ilu you're over the Avodah Zarah. But they weren't worshipping stones and idols in Mitzrayim. They just didn't recognize Hashem, and therefore it was ke'ilu they're over the Avodah Zarah. Because in Mitzrayim, they were all about, they didn't have that das, they didn't have that awareness. It wasn't until finally the Yamsuf split, and it's, ah, now the Aminu Ba'Hashem Moshe Avdo, they were freed from that gullus, and then the Das became aware. So that's what took place. The Das came with them through Geula from Mitzrayim. And then he writes, V'achar nisim hagdolim v'noroim shahayu b'kriyas Yamsuf, the amazing miracles that took place in Yamsuf, kashen nigla v'nisparsim kvod Hashem, when the honor of Hashem was recognized b'chol ha'olam, throughout the entire world, k'moshe amar ha'kasiv, like it says in the Pasuk, shamu amim yigazun, that they heard and the amim were shaking, they were trembling, azai va'amalek harasha, shudas haklipa. Now this is also very important. Everything we're learning is important. But just like we speak of 10 spheros, the 10 spheros here, there's a opposite 10 spheros, which is from the Sitra Achra. There's a concept in the Svarim that talk about panim el panim, when the kruvim faced each other, when they're acknowledging each other, that's when there's kedusha, and when they didn't face each other, that's called achar v'achar, back to each other. So when they face back, in the back side of these spheros, there's the ability for the Sitra Achra to take kedusha, to take some level of energy in a negative way. Meaning chesed, in the positive, has a counterpart, negative chesed. And it connects to the 10 amim, the 10 nations, but they're already 7 amim, the shiv amim. So just like they're 10 nations, they're 10 spheros, they're 10 amim, which are the negative koach of the sphera. And we call the shiva amim, they're only 7 of the 10, those are the lower 7. From Chesed, Gvura, Tferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus. The overall 10 include Keser, Chachma, and Bina, but there are 7 that are connected to 7 lower ones. So everything positive has a counterpart that's negative. So that's what we say also with the Paro. The letter of Paro is Aruf, an Oref is the back of the neck. So Paro represents Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim were really the Rosh of all the Sitra Achras. So Paro was an Oref. He was the back of the neck, which is the Achar V'Achar. He represented the king of all the Klipos, of all the Sitra Achras. That's what he represents. And all the different nations below that represent a certain Midah, a certain sphere in the negative. So Amalek is very close. It's also called, it's right below Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was like the overall Klipa bad, and Amalek's considered like the Das. The Das, the Klipa. So I'll explain Das in just a second, though, to make it a little bit clearer, hopefully. Look what happened here. He says, Azaya Malik HaRasha Shu Das HaKlipa, they represent the negative Das. The Ratsa, by the way, the word Klipa means a shell. So whenever there's a shell, the shell is always bad. So you remove the shell, because inside everything there's something positive, but when there's a Klipa, there's something blocking it. So we call that a Klipa. So Das HaKlipa, that's Amalek. And Ratsa Lahachish Hanisim Halalu Ulevate Amunas Hashem Chas V'Sham. They wanted to infuse in us this negative das to remove any belief in Hashem. Bichdei, why? In order, lachtof mehem as a das kedusha. Amalek wanted to take, we just got redeemed. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us this das, this emuna. And Amalek wanted to attack us and remove that das of kedusha right away. However, Ubiroso Shein Biachaloso Lahara Lahadas Hakali, they realized they couldn't take this generic das away from us. What do they do instead? His chachem, they became wise. Lahachnis hadas de klipa l'chol ish Yisrael b'protios l'toch hamido shalom. So overall, this das, so we live in this big bubble, klaisa, this big bubble of das. They couldn't take that das kedusha, but they're able to affect each one of us individually and give a certain negative das on an individual basis. Shalom yachlu la'avod es Hashem b'hadas de kedusha. We couldn't tap in to the kedusha. Whenever we speak of that sviros, there's always a klali and then there's a prati. There's a general and then there's a specific. So there's a general idea of das of kedusha, which they couldn't touch. It exists, but my ability as an individual to tap into it, there are all these klipos that Amalek created, which I need to get through. That's what Amalek actually accomplished here. So now we're going to go through this next piece and I'll explain what das really means. Hakavana is as follows. Diyadua shesfiras teferis. We know that the sphere of teferis is kula mishesha sphira. So that's the middle one we're talking about. Teferis is right in the center, number 6. There, it's really the nucleus of chesed, gvura, teferis, netzach, hod, yisod. That's the center, the middle 6. That's all teferis, we call it. Even though teferis is one of them, we view it, the whole unit, as a teferis. Behein, shesh, midos, sheb adam, shehem. They represent 6 midos. Well, how do you translate these different midos? Ava, chesed means to show love to someone. Gvura is yira, fearing someone. Vatifaros is showing glory. Nitzachon is victory. Hodaya is recognition. Hiskashrus is connection. So now this is where das comes in. Das is the trickiest one of the spheros. Because really das, if you take a look at the this image for a second. Das is not really one of the spheros. We have Keser Chachma Bina. We have Chesed Gvura Tferes. Netzach Hod Yisod and Malchus. Those are 10. So how does Das fit in? Chabad, we know, is Chachma Binah Das. Where does Das fit in? So the Sefer Yetzirah, which dates back to before Avraham Avinu, is written in a very cryptic way for people not to understand it. The Ravid has a Perish and the Gra has a Perish. It talks about this concept of something being part of the Ten, not part of the Ten. It's referring to Das. So you see how Das lines up right in the center here in the middle? If you took the middle line here, everything has lines also. There's a right line, which is Chachma, Chesed, and Netzach. The left line is Bina, Gvura, and Hod. The center is Keser. I'm going to throw Das in there. Teferis, Yesod, Malchus. That's the equilibrium. That's the center going down. So Das, where I put Das in parentheses there, it's kind of on top where the brain is, Chachma Bina, but it's also down in the lower part as well. It kind of plays both sides here. What Das is a connection of Keser. When you have a high level of Keser, which means a high level of Das, takes Keser and brings it out to something. I'll explain a little bit clearer now. Chachma and Bina. What's Chachma? When you think of a Sephardi and you think of Chachma, I'll explain, and Bina is Ashkenaz. How so? How do most Sephardim like to learn? They like to learn Halacha. Most Sephardim like to learn Halacha, which is just give me details, give me facts, give me Halachas. And Bina is usually the world of Bris, so they like Lomdis, Chakiras, and Afkaminas, and splitting things up. So most people, Ashkenazi, like Bina, and most Sephardim like Chachma, but you have those who are Sephardim who like Lomdis, and you have those Ashkenazi who like Halacha. But that's a general breakup. Chachma is like facts, and Bina is trying to analyze and break things up. Maven davar mitoch davar, to try to extrapolate concepts. When you put Chachma and Bina together, Chachma represents Av, a father, and Bina, we say women have a Bina Yisera. The Rashi tells us, why did Avram have to listen to Sarah? Sarah says, kick Hagar out, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, kol asher tomar lacha tishma b'kola, listen to her. And Rashi says, because women have a Bina Yisera. Women have a certain understanding. So Bina represents a woman, the mother, and Chachma represents the father. When Chachma and Bina come together, when you fuse the two, you've created something what's called Das. Husband and wife come together, you create something. So that's why it says, Vayada Adam Eschava. And Rashi says, it's referring to Tashmish. Das, awareness, is a high level of understanding, connecting to someone. So Das is in the center. So when you take that Chachma and Bina and you can bring it to almost to speech, Das is where the brain is able to start communicating into speech. That's what Das represents. Now that's also very connected to Yesod. The Midah of Yesod is Yosef Tzadik, which Reuimer is talking about, the Midah of Yesod, the Aver of a male, that's the Yesod. It's in the center of the body. So Das and Yesod are very connected. The Pasuk used the word Vayada Adam Eschava, but he's referring to really a Maisa using the Yesod, the Aver. So they're both in the center. Fine. So therefore, the way a person connects is both through das. When you know something, you're connecting to a person. That's a way to connect on an intellectual level and a spiritual level. And then your soul is connecting on a physical level. So these things are very intertwined. So that's what he means here when he says the hiskashus. So he's referring to the last word here. Hiskashus, even though it's referring to yesod, is very intertwined with das as well. Knowing someone physically and intellectually, spiritually, those are all very connected. So what Amalek tried to do is to take that das away from us. To prevent that das. What does the Chazal tell us also? That also Amalek took the arla of the Mila and they threw it at us, the Gemara, the Medrash says, which is all connected to this world of Yesod and Das, how they work with each other. So that's what they tried doing. They tried bringing this negative idea of Das into our world. So now back inside, Amalek HaRasha, Hichnis HaRasha Lo L'toch Komida Umida Shekol Echad V'Echad B'Pratios. Amalek was able to infuse some negativity in each of the Midos. Ki ein midos of shel adam echad dom mil chaveiro. My midos are very different than yours. We all have our own 10 spheros. But for me, let's say, they're actually tests. I took a test recently. You could take a personality test. And you could find out what sphere. If you ask the right person, they'll tell you what sphere you are, what combination of spheros, one of these personality tests. So I did it. So I found out what spheros supposedly I am. I'm not going to share it with you, but people have different spheros. Some people could, you sowed and a malchus and a netzach. Everyone has different combinations. And even in these, depends how strong the different qualities are. But everyone has different kohos.
Who gave this test?
It's a test online you could take. You either pay for it and then they send you back. It happened to be fascinating. It really, at least for me, it was pretty accurate in terms of different strengths or weaknesses that I have in describing. It's not 100%. If you also want, it should make you guys really get freaked out. There's a wonderful sefer called Shema something, I forget the whole title, but you look up your name, and it's incredible how it could almost like tell you exactly who you are. Like you read it, and like, wow, that's exactly the kochos I have. It shows you really the koach of a name. But I'm not sure if it's for everyone. You have to be willing to...
Not the names before after Shemana Esrei?
No, that's what you do to remember names. But this sefer I have, you look up your name, what's your Hebrew name? Chaim Yeshua. Look up Chaim Yeshua, and you look at You look up Chaim Yoshiyahu, and then you tell you what the koch of Chaim is, what the koch of Yoshio is, and it will pretty much match who you are.
You're a
silly fan. So everyone has different midos and different strengths. We all have all midos, but different ones highlight more than others. And he says, there's zeh yeshlo nisyonos b'avas royos. So let's say I'm a guy who's gvuro. Gvura means I like to be focused on something. I'm very strong about something. My chesed is very weak, let's say. I have a hard time connecting with people. I have a hard time helping people out. The people who are like that. Which means I need to work on my chesed. I have certain things which are my natiyos, which are my inclinations, but I need to be balanced. So I might be very good at getting things done, but I have no care for the guy next to me. Or I could be a guy who's really full of chesed helping out, but I can't get anything done because I'm busy worrying about the guy next to me. I get distracted all the time. So everyone got different nisyonos, be'avos ros, ve'zeh yeshlo nisyonos, be'yireyos ros. He gets scared of everything, though Yisholim be scared of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. This guy gets scared of everything. He gets scared of the dark, he gets scared of roller coasters, he gets scared of the heights, he gets scared of everything. So everyone has their kochos they have to work on. Uchadome. V'hu ahichnis das hara l'toch ko midah midah. And Amalek was able to infuse this negativity in every single midah, whereby we have to work on each of these 10 midahs. And use it against Hashem. That's what the Torah says. Zohar eis asher asol l'cha Amalek. L'cha chol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael b'pratios hamidos shelo. That they were able to affect each individual l'cha, and therefore we have to work on these various midos. V'nei Yaakov v'inu lav ha'shalom shayo merkava l'sfiras tferes. Yaakov represents tferes, like we said. Emeth and Tferes are very connected. Tferes and Emeth mean someone who's very balanced. There's equilibrium. Emeth means truth. It's a complicated topic because we know Yaakov didn't always tell the truth. He had to kind of go around around and b'mirma to get to the truth. But he represents someone of equilibrium. Who are Yahanigud la Malek Shushorish Midas Hasheker? So Yaakov is the personality who stands up against Amalek. Amalek, which was full of sheker, lies, Yaakov is Emes, is the one who we're going to tap into the Midah of Tferes. The Midah of Emes, that's how we counter against Amalek. Vayidei Hisorus Midas Hashem Yaakov, by inspiring, you know, igniting that Midah of Emes within each of us, Shub Midas Emes B'Shlemus, Bazeh, through that we're able to be Nimcha V'Nichras Koach HaSheker. We could get rid of all that lying, Vaklipa Shehichnis Amalek, Vashisha Midos Pratya Shalom. In other words, what he's saying here is that by strengthening the Midah of Emes, that's how we're able to overcome the Koach of Amalek affecting us. Look at very important here. We're on page Mem Test now, the left column, Derech Havoda. This is very important for us in terms of just our general growth. He says here, Derech Havoda Linitzachon Hayetahara Bishkalim Zachor Upar. But this is important. What does it mean for each of us? It's very nice how this all works and the spheros. And what does it mean for us, Derech Havoda? What should we be working on? Achaderech Sheyiske Ha'adam Lemidas Emes. How do you get to Emes? It's as follows. You have to work on these midos. You have to work from bottom to top, which means to slowly climb the ladder, climb the rungs. The first thing you have to work on is malchus. So let's say I'm a malchus guy. That's my nature, let's say. So I'm malchus. Malchus means that a guy, malchus is on the bottom here. Even though malchus sounds like you're the king, malchus, the chazal, the svarim tell us, it's melech below am is nothing. You can't have a melech without a nation. Malchus is meaningless. It has no strength in its own right. It's only everything passes through malchus. Malchus is really a kli that catches everything. But malchus in its own right is worthless. If you have a bowl, nothing in it, the bowl is worthless. Only put chicken soup in, is it worth something now? So malchus, really what malchus means, the bottom is to be an anav, to be machni yourself. I'm just willing to do whatever needs to be done. So if you're a malchus guy, you already got to that point. You've already accomplished that. If you're like a balgaiva, you're a person with yeshus who thinks he's a great person, so you have to work back down to realize that you're nothing. So malchus is the first media you work on. You have to kind of climb the ladder. Malchus, and then you go to yesod. Yesod's working in a person's koach, find the kedushas of bris, and then you work up to hod and showing appreciation, and netzach is about the victory. There's a whole way to climb up. But the bottom is you first start working on malchus, and you work your way up till you get to teferes, which is the midah of emes. But it's a slowly building process. But number one, in chassidus, the first thing you always have to work on is malchus, which is being an anav. That's number one. After that, you start climbing the ladder. So then he writes, back inside the center, lachein tzi v'lanu ha-chachamim zal, likros parsha zachar b'dibor, ubelev emes. That's why we have to say the words in our heart and articulate them. Ki aydei zeh yashrish letoch halev sinas amalei v'sinas hadas hara. By articulating something, when you think of something, when you read something, it doesn't stick with you necessarily. When you actually say it out loud, it becomes something real now, and you've almost internalized it. That's how you get rid of amalek. Shehichnis lemidos. And then he says, "Aydei zeh yisorer l'taher shisha midosav l'shtamish b'mrak fihoros hadas kedusha v'zel tikin sheosvav." By remembering and by saying zochas yom Amalek, rather, that's how we get rid of it, by saying the words out loud. The koach hadibur, the vav, the midah of emes, the midah of teferes, the koneh is all fixed by saying Amalek out loud.
That's also machmir that people should do it in their own truck.
Makes sense, yeah. I never thought about it, but most likely the reason the pashup shot why we do that is because we want to make sure it's right. But you're saying not only the right, because it's a particular way of saying the niggin to say it, but kol, it should be done accurate in terms of that din. Yeah.
Each culture,
sure. The Yemenites would have the Sephardim. Yeah, so I'm saying the pashup shot is just to make sure it's right, but you're saying it's really in panemius because you have to have the right kol from your certain koach.
Right.
Each of the different nuschals, by the way, have different. They come from different kochos. The Arizal writes that it's actually brought down in the Magen Avraham that there are 12 different nuschals. Just in light of your question, 12 different nuschals, and they're all correct. No one's wrong. Don't say Sfardim is right, and Ashkenazi right, Moroccan. They're all correct. There are 12 shvatim, which have 12 different nuschals. Reuven had a certain nusach, and Levi had a certain nusach, and Ephraim had a different nusach, and whatever nusach you come from, you have to stick to that. What the Arizal did, which is what Chabad do, Arizal took all 12 spheros, he created a 13th. Remember we spoke about last week, the 12 month, and there's always a 13th month, or 2 weeks ago we spoke about that? So also in the Schos, there's 12, Arizal created a 13th, which was really the catch-all. which had a little bit of Nusach Ashkenaz, a little Svardal, a little this one, a little that one. This way, if you don't know where you come from, says the Magen Avraham, you don't know where your Mesorah is, you should daven Nusach Ari, because you're going to definitely catch some of your Nusach. That's all 12 hidden. That's the 13th. And that's the idea. So, to tap into your Pnimius, and this you're trying to fix your own Kana, your own Ozvav, it makes sense to read your own Nusach of Kriyas HaTorah. So then to read a little bit further now, he says, V'hagam, we're almost done. V'hagam sheyesh gimel mitzvos, there are three mitzvos b'machiyas amalek. In racing amalek, there are three avenues we have to go through, is machshava, thinking about it, dibor, which is speaking about it, umaisen, and actually doing something about it, which is killing them. Im kol zeh, kavu chazal l'kayim ata mitzvah zechor b'pen. Right now our obligation is to say it, b'peh b'dibor, that's what Parsha Zachor is about. Shu chelek ha-dibor, ki hu ikar atikin la'ozvav shu b'chines ruach. Dafka before Purim, we read about this. Kevin, why? We start actually physically trying to wipe them out by putting a malik below our shoes and stamping on them. So the deep work has to come before the maisa. We have to remember before you do something. You have to know what the game plan is before you actually carry out the strategy. So therefore, we're koren b'parsha b'shabbos shilafaneh. We read the parsha before in Parsha Zachor to remember b'divor, and then the next week, Purim, we do the asiyah, which is again banging it out. So now he addresses, how do you do asiyah? Ulahavin lama nikra yom Purim mechias amalek b'maisa. How do you see, how is the Purim called the mechias amalek? We don't kill any amalekim. Tilachora eza asiyah osin b'purim limchos as amalek. What do you do? We don't look for amalekim to kill them on Purim. What's the asiyah? So he doesn't say this, but I'll just suggest an answer. There's a Ravid on the Toras Kohanim. Toras Kohanim is in the Medrash. And he says, by reading about Amalek, it's kilu you're doing Mechias Amalek. That reading, that learning, is as if you're wiping them out. Why? Because we know it's an ideology. Amalek, according to some opinions, Amalek is not necessarily a ancestry. It's an ideology about them, this Das that we're talking about here. Anyone who goes anti-Semitism, anyone who's against the Yidden, they're Amalek. It's actually pretty interesting. There is I saw a mice a little while ago. Yosef Chaim Zonnfeld, there's a din. There's a question. I spoke at this in Shulivan about. I think I spoke. I'm not sure if I did or not. You tell me if I did. I don't remember. But if you see a king, so you say a bracha, Asher Chalak Kvodo al Umos Olam. So then Yosef Chaim Zonnfeld once saw a German. Now, this is before the Holocaust. The Gra had a Masorah that all Germans, this goes a couple hundred years back, Germans are from Amalek. We always think because of the Holocaust. No, way before the Nazis, Germans were always considered Amalek. So he would not say the bracha on Amaleki because it's a chiv to kill them. So there is a tradition that it is a certain yichus from Germany. That's such the Gra thinks that. But there's another approach.
It's a new word.
It says Garmi, yeah?
It says Garmamia.
Right, so he doesn't say German. But he takes it. It doesn't say Malik, does it?
It doesn't.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's the only one I remember.
I don't think it says Amalek. We could look it up afterwards. I'm pretty sure not. I think it just lists the different ones in Europe as part of Yefes. But we'll look it up afterwards.
Yeah.
But anyway, so there is another approach that Amalek is really an ideology, which means any nation that wants to destroy us, they're considered Amalek. So how do we counter that ideology? By strengthening our ideology, which is learning Torah. So when we read Kriyas HaTorah, so then that's our way of combating, that's our way of fighting against Amalek. That itself is a mechia. That's destroying. The more we strengthen our ideology, that is negating there. So that's a key mechias Amalek. I'll say just on this topic a little bit more.
Why would that be related? We do that every week. But Torah is a time...
No, but when we read about Dafka Mechias HaMalek, we describe what they did to us in the mitzvah, so then it comes, you're true. Anytime we learn, very good, it's always a counter. But when specifically you learn about how to destroy them, that's even greater. Now, where do we find the only two times we have in all of Kriyas HaTorah where we ever repeat something because of a possible mistake? The only two places because of a possible mistake. Zecha Zecha, that's one.
Oh, and the Megillah.
Megillah. There are a few places. You want to read it for us?
I know you could.
That's what I said. Bifneim, Lifneim, Larog, Vilarog, a couple others depending on how machmir you are. So only Purim and Parshas Amalek, the only two places we always ever repeat something because of a mistake. Does it really make a difference? Zecher, Zecher. It doesn't make a difference. The larog, vilarog is going to change anything? No. So there are other times where there may be the possible mistakes. The Barbanel goes so far to say, sorry, my mind is just racing a little bit now, but the Barbanel says that Yirmiyahu had so many kriuk sivs in Yirmiyahu, a lot more than any other sefer in Tanakh. He writes, because Yirmiyahu was very young when he started writing it. So he made some spelling mistakes. That's what the Barbanel suggests. So whenever we read from Yirmiyahu as Haftorah, we don't repeat it. Because the point is that Amalek represents an ideology. And when we're going to combat against it with our Kriyas HaTorah, we have to be so precise and so accurate. Every letter, every nekuda, zecha, de zecha, has to be accurate as well in order to fight against them. That's why it says in Gemara in Sanhedrin, Refidim, they takas, Refidim, and Rafu Yudayim Batorah. We are weak. It was Dafkar, our learning that was weak, which made us vulnerable to Amalek. So that's one pshat in why Purim, reading Megillah, is a Mechias Amalek. It goes against them. But what he says differently, and we'll finish with this, we'll run through quickly, I know it's getting a little bit late. Acha kavana, the yadua shekomas Amalek hu begimel afanim. Amalek, the height, Amalek, the three levels. Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. U'bechol echad yesh koma shlema shel esher sfiros. And each one, each level, is consistent of 10 spheros. Machshava has 10 spheros, and Dibur has 10 spheros, and Maisa has 10 spheros. Nimsa. Shenitzrach shloshim yom lebitel kol komaso b'machshava. Dibur u'maisa. You need 30 days to attack against each of these levels. The first 10 days are attacking the machshava of Amalek. The next 10 days against Dibur and then the maisa. So he says, v'ikr ha'malek hu ha'yetzahara ha'machnis ha'tuma bilibo shel adam. They had, again, infused within each of us the tuma of the yetzahara. V'ashem yizbarach b'ro rachamav v'chasadav mamsi pidyon v'vanav b'chol shonav v'shonav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us a redemption to free ourselves from Amalek. Shagam shayde havono nafsho sam shikuos chas v'shal meshari tuma. Granted that we're so immersed in tuma, im kozeh motzi osam me'atuma b'shloshim yom shekodem pesach. So he's saying here is from Purim to Pesach. We'll say this a little bit clearer. The next paragraph, there are 30 days. So Purim begins the process of extracting Malik out of us, that tuma that's infused. Now before we read the last paragraph, there's just incredible gematria here. They're actually two. You know what? Let's do both of them. Let's first do the bottom left, Nun Aleph, Umosif, the last paragraph, Mosif, it says, Shebishloshim Yom Yesh Tuf Shin Chaf Shal. So that is 720 hours in the course of 30 days. 24 hours times 30 is 720, which is the gematria of three times Amalek, of the Dibur, Machshava, and Maisa. That's pretty neat. Now, before we do the last paragraph, we'll do one more really cool gematrias here, and then we'll read the last paragraph. Look at the previous page, sorry. Page Nun, the bottom in Livyas Chayn, where it says, Os Yedal B'Shabbos Zachor Niftachim Yud Gimel Mechilin D'Rachme. There are 13, tubes or something of Rachme. He quotes Avodas Yisrael. You see that, bottom right? Bottom right, all the way there. Kosev, Shabbos Zachor Imakola was a gematria of Tuf Kuf Lamed Vav 936. Okay, Ukeminyan Yud Gimel Pavim Chesed. That's 13 times Chesed. Fine. And the Gemara in Megillah tells us Yud Gimel is Man Kihila L'Choli. The 13th Tainus Esther is the 13th of the month. That's where everyone gathered together. So the 13th is a big number. Yizman Kihila, where everyone had Chesed. So 13 times Chesed equals Shabbos Zachar. And then he writes. Yud Gimel Pamim Chesed also is the gematria of Tainus. Tainus Esther is on the 13th of the month. And then he says on Shabbos, if we don't fast on Shabbos, so then you have there are 12 loaves of bread. So Lechem times 12 is all the same gematria also of 936. So all those, if you like gematrias, it's a pretty neat thing of the Avodah Sisro. Let's read the last paragraph and we'll finish here. Harei Shebiyom HaPurim Maschilin Latzeis Mitoch HaTuma. So comes Purim, we begin to start removing the Tuma of the Yetzirah, the tumor of Amalek from our bodies. Each night a different chelik of it leaves. 1/30th leaves us each night. Ad kibalel ere Pesach, omdin chutz latuma. Now we've removed all the tumor from our bodies. Ubalel his kadesh achag, nasim b'nei chorin legamri. Now comes lel Pesach, we're completely free. Nimtza shebeyom purim maschil inyan mechias Amalek, b'asiyas b'pala. Okay, shkoyach, stop here.